This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Medfly zombies are here. EJ's blast ag at air quality event. And onions pull from fast food restaurants. Medflies are back. In August, CDFA and USDA celebrated the eradication of all invasive fruit flies in California as they lifted quarantines throughout the state. 2 weeks later, the medfly was again on the move. Since then, the agencies have established a quarantine and expanded it twice for the Fremont area to control Mediterranean fruit flies. Remember, the state faced a 5 fruit fly infestations in 2023, creating the worst outbreak in CDFA's 100-year history, that according to the department. USDA shifted more than $103 million from the Commodity Credit Corporation to APHIS to combat the outbreak, while the legislature approved $22 million. Planes released millions of sterile Mediterranean flies over Los Angeles County, that to disrupt mating, while officials on the ground treated potential host plants with an organic insecticide. What to watch? Well, the agencies established the initial medfly quarantines in October last year, portending more potential quarantines for this year. EJ Conference puts ag on defense. Last week, the San Joaquin Valley Center for Air Injustice Reduction at UC Merced hosted an air quality conference to share research and discuss policy. It gained considerable political attention with opening remarks from California Attorney General Rob Bonta, U.S. EPA Region 9 Administrator Martha Guzman, and Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Fresno, who has long criticized the local air district. Despite the welcoming messages, environmental justice and advocates seized on the chance to attack agriculture, according to Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, who also spoke at the conference. The activists call for the state to force all farmers to replace aging tractors with low-emission models, abandoning the voluntary incentives-based approach. Isom explained how farmers cannot pass the cost for new equipment on to consumers, and the crowd retorted, "We want to see your profits." But Isom was not the only one in the hot seat. The activists pressed the Department of Pesticide Regulation to do more to restrict applications. They claim DPR has misstated facts and poisoned farmers. Climate change slows drought recovery. UC Merced researchers found climate change will cause California to take 3 months or longer to recover from drought. Researchers compared the last two decades with historical 100-year data to see what's changed, in addition to a climate model outside the observational data. They also found climate change can reduce spring snowpack, leading to water scarcity in warmer months, while recognizing that factors like changes in snowpack could shift drought recovery altogether. The full study can be found in the Nature Communications Earth and Environment Journal. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Fast food groups pull onions from select stores. More fast food restaurants are proactively removing onions from select stores following a Taylor Farms recall. Restaurant brands International Burger King asked 5% of restaurants who received whole onions from a Taylor Farms Colorado facility to dispose of those immediately. company spokesman said in a statement to AgriPulse yesterday. The FDA is reportedly investigating whether onions supplied by Taylor Farms are the source of an E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. So far, 49 people have reported illness and one person has died because of the outbreak. Federal agencies overseeing the outbreak have not confirmed one source of the outbreak, but preliminary traceback information has identified the slivered onions on the burger as the likely source. That's according to FDA. Restaurant supplier U.S. Foods notified customers that Taylor Farms had recalled some onions because of potential E. coli contamination. Customers were instructed to swiftly destroy the recalled products. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC have also removed fresh onions from some locations, according to CNBC. It is unclear how many stores were impacted. The FDA take? Well, the FDA is using all available tools to confirm if onions are the source of this outbreak, an agency spokesperson said in an email. This includes collecting onion samples for analysis and working with state partners involved companies. A spokesperson confirmed that the recalled onions had been sent to other customers who have been notified. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Bird flu rises to 137 dairies in California. USDA has confirmed 137 dairies across the state have tested positive for bird flu, in addition to 15 human cases. The agency also reported poultry case in Tulare County, turkeys, and a broiler flock, which is the second detection of HPAI in a domestic poultry unit since a Merced-based commercial turkey flock tested positive in September. Rabobank offers Ag Outlook. Fed cattle supplies, quote, remain comparable to last year. Fall beef demand has proven resilient, Rabobank reported in its October North American Agribusiness Review released yesterday. Consumer beef demand so far this year is 5% above last year and remains the second highest in 30 years, the review said. Consumers, however, are also buying less at the grocery store and at restaurants than amid mixed inflation numbers. Grocery store purchases in the current year's third quarter were down 2.8%, and restaurant spending fell 6.6%, the review said. The report led off by warning that inflation could rebound if Donald Trump were to impose a universal tariff on U.S. imports as he has proposed. Kamala Harris has said she would continue to selectively target China with tariffs, which is likely to be less inflationary and could therefore allow the Fed to continue cutting interest rates. Trump says increasing tariffs or even just threatening to increase them would force manufacturers to relocate to the U.S. from abroad and deter them from moving production overseas. Here's today's final word. It should make everybody nervous if there is a role in any future administration for someone that has those kind of viewpoints. That the word of National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue telling AgriPulse Noah Wicks that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would be a massive problem for agriculture if he were to end up as agriculture secretary. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 25th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.